The latest research from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission shows average petrol prices have been steadily increasing in 2017. The average September price of petrol was highest in Hobart at $1.37 a litre. Canberra followed at $1.30. The biggest markets, Sydney and Melbourne, averaged $1.23 and $1.26 a litre respectively. Most cities saw prices peak last week as part of the latest fuel cycle. Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison wants more transparency in the fuel industry and is giving the ACCC the power to investigate beyond the fuel pumps.
We need to ensure that the ACCC, which is the cop on the beat in this instance, has the powers that they need to do that work and to ensure that petrol prices are as low as they can be and that there's no fix and that all who operate along that supply chain are doing so in the best interests of consumers at the end of the day.
The ACCC has had the power for years to investigate petrol retailers, but now the scrutiny will extend right across the supply chain. Independent operators, logistics companies and fuel giants can be compelled to hand over any information the ACCC needs. ACCC Chairman Rod Sims says the Commission has been asking for the powers for some time.
We'll be able to follow the money from overseas, where the petrol is often refined, right to the bowser to see where the money's actually being made. By focusing on what's actually going on and where the money's being made, you can put pressure on the petrol companies to pull back a bit and make it easier for consumers.
The ACCC can't set fuel prices, but it is encouraging people to shop for the best deal to send a message to fuel companies.
At any one time, there's often a 5-cent difference, sometimes a 10-cent difference, sometimes a 20-cent difference between different petrol stations in the same city. Use the apps and buy off the cheapest player. That will help those who price more competitively get more volume. That will put tension into the market.
The petrol industry says customers are getting some of the cheapest fuel in the world. But the climbing cost of crude oil and government taxes must be factored into the price. Mark McKenzie from the Australasian Convenience and Petroleum Marketers Association says the industry is open to scrutiny.
It's very difficult to understand petrol prices and the petrol price market dynamic, and I think that makes people openly suspicious, and we accept that. I think, though, that there is a lot of expectation here that as a result of an exploration of price that, you know, something's going to be discovered that results in the industry being proven to be gouging. But in the whole here, the real issue is to actually make sure that the industry is operating competitively. It doesn't always deliver reduced fuel prices.
The ACCC won't be able to start reporting to governments with its new powers until early next year. Over the summer holidays, Mark McKenzie says motorists should delay buying petrol until as close to Christmas as possible.
We're starting to move into the downward part of the cycle, and people should hold off until the last minute before making their trip in terms of purchasing fuel. Generally, if you shop around in a local area and you use the price applications that are available on your mobile phone provided by our industry and others, then you'll actually find that you can possibly do 5 to 8 cents a litre better than the average.